This is Fresh Air. One of the five nominees in this year's Academy Awards race for Best Foreign Language Film is the first ever from the African country of Mauritania. The film is called Timbuktu and centers on a radical Islamist occupation in nearby Mali. The film opens this week in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, and later in other cities. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
The word Timbuktu is slang in the West for east of nowhere. But in the film Timbuktu, this Mali city on the edge of the Sahara is an epicenter, a volatile crossroads for several distinct cultures. Here are African women in radiant colors, white-garbed Muslim men in mosques, fishermen who live along the river, and nomadic herders who pitch their tents on dunes. And here are the most recent arrivals, Islamist jihadists, an al-Qaeda-affiliated group called Ansar Deen, that in 2012 took over Timbuktu and announced the enforcement of Sharia, Islamic law. That's the film in a nutshell, Sharia meets multiculturalism. A remarkable thing about Timbuktu is that it's often on the verge of being a comedy. It's in five languages: French, a legacy of 20th century colonialism, Arabic, Bambara, which is African, Sangay, a group of dialects heard around the River Niger, and finally English, though that's used in desperation when one man can't make sense of another's Arabic. A jihadist judge must interrogate a man in Arabic and wait impatiently as his words are translated into French for the offender and Bambara for the victim's family. Funny, even if the outcome is an execution. You have to laugh when an eccentric diva in resplendent colors sashays down the street and blocks a convoy of gun-toting jihadists, her arms spread wide as if casting a spell, while the young men clearly think, "What the hell do we do now?" It's amusing to watch jihadists stumble over rooftops looking for the source of forbidden music, but the lashings that follow strangle the laugh in your throat. Non-jihadist Muslims, meanwhile, look on in disapproval. This is not their Islam. Writer-director Abderrahman Sissako grew up in nearby Mauritania, where the film was actually shot, and was reportedly moved to make Timbuktu by news of a Mali couple buried to their necks and stoned to death for having children without being married. That event is in the film, but those two aren't the protagonists. If they were, I think, this would be too conventional a melodrama. The protagonists are Kidane, played by Ibrahim Ahmed, and his wife Satima, played by Tulu Kuki, who live in a tent on a dune outside the city with their daughter and a boy orphaned by war, raising cows. Their neighbors either fled or were killed when the Ansar Deen arrived, but Kidane won't budge. Under a desert moon, he strums his guitar, cuddles his wife, and arrogantly maintains the danger will pass. He's tired of running away and being humiliated. It's Kidane's pride, and not surprisingly, jihadists enforcing Sharia, that draws the film's first blood. The point being, oppressed men tend to turn their rage on one another instead of their oppressors. Timbuktu's most shattering image is a wide, distant shot of one man stumbling and splashing across the shallow river, while a second, mortally wounded, drags himself in the opposite direction toward a dock, falling, lurching forward, falling again, the water turning red. It's one of the most horrifying depictions of the aftermath of violence I've seen. So there it is, a film that's a mix of tones, of satire and melodrama and tragedy that somehow gels. The climax is confusingly staged, and the finale, which takes a hairpin turn into metaphor, abrupt. But by then, the movie has so much momentum, it doesn't hurt too much. If Timbuktu has a takeaway, it's deeply humanistic, and so in this context, political, that there's no such thing as monolithic Muslim culture, and that the threat of Sharia is less to Westerners than people in countries like Mali, and at this moment, Iraq and Syria. Watching the film, I was moved by the power of cinema to expose the inhumanity of ideology, to blow its pose of righteousness to what I'd once have called Timbuktu.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Schirach directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley.
Yankalu, yeah.